Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Recording,
everybody. Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where together we'll uncover what we can learn about modern dating, love, and relationships from popular television. I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And firstly, I just want to say, Jody is back, y'all.
Jody. Jody's back! Woo! Jody, give yourself some air horns, girl!
Some air horns, y'all! Those who don't know, Jody's our longtime editor, producer extraordinaire, who is back from her travels around Asia with her girlfriend, Chloe. Y'all should have been following them on Instagram, on YouTube, tracking their
and
journey.
YouTube, yes.
Yes, yes. So fun. But yeah, we are so happy Jody is back. We appreciate you all for being patient as we waded through the waters of working with other editors. We have a great one, Emily, who's joined the team.
We do, yeah.
But the goat is back.
Woo! Yes.
So excited. Just had to start there. Anyways, Bachelor Fantasy Suites just went down.
In Tulum.
Mm-hmm. Chelsea or bust? I mean, I don't really know.
Girl, why do you keep calling her Chelsea?
God.
We are doing so many shows, you guys.
So if you haven't checked out Love is Blind yet, you can check it out on all podcast platforms.
Oh, yeah. Kelsey or bust. I feel like it's Kelsey or bust, and they want Daisy to be Bachelorette, and that's really it. They don't give a fuck about Rachel the way
not
they edited
one.
This episode.
Oh, not one.
They couldn't care less. So they keep, you know, previewing all this drama to come. Like, what is going to go down? Ain't he just going to propose to Kelsey? Is she going to say yes?
Exactly.
He's going to ride off? What are they talking about?
That's what that's the same thing. I had the same feeling when it was Joey versus Dalton. I was like, Joey's cute and all, but Dalton is really
Yeah, right? Mm-hmm. Anyways, friend, what are your initial thoughts on this episode? Are you excited to chat about?
Yeah, so I think hosting The Bachelor has got to be one of the most legendary second careers that I never thought about having. And I think Susan should consider having. I think she was so good in 120 seconds. She did more hosting than Jesse has done in the past 3 years. And I think Jesse could do more. He just doesn't. And I think Susan wants to do more, especially with The Bachelorette. I think she would do such a good job as the host. And she would do great at reunions, or what the fuck is this called? Women Tell All.
Yes.
She would do really good. I would consider that to be a second career for some of these golden ladies, right?
Yeah. You know how quickly everyone was like, it was all three ladies were like so quick to start crying as soon as they opened up. It's nice to have another woman particularly to talk to through this process, particularly someone who's been through it before. That helps in a way that you, like, Jesse could never. Like, we would never see this level of just like vulnerability and, like, you know, opening up and talking. They keep it very buttoned up when they're talking to Jesse because he's still very much like represents production to them,
yeah,
I think.
Right. Yeah. And so, they don't really know that much about him. I think these other ladies are like, I'm 66. I'm this. I was on the show and this happened to me. And Jesse doesn't really say anything about himself.
Yeah. And it's just confusing too, because wouldn't you want a host that could like disarm the contestants a bit?
Exactly. get us a little bit more emotion.
Get us closer to them. Yeah. I just feel like that'd be great for storytelling, for getting to know the ladies on a deeper level. That, I don't know, they just don't care to do that, so.
Yeah. Well, Susan for host of everything, really. And then my last thought, as far as Daisy, I really tried to pinpoint what I don't enjoy watching about this young lady, because it's not that she's not, it doesn't seem nice. She seems very nice, but she's very emotionally immature. And she's the most emotionally immature woman we've seen make it this far on this show. And that is getting on my last nerve. And what's really getting on my last nerve is this, like, campaign they are trying to do to get this woman to be the Bachelorette. I'm tired of it. I don't
They're
want
really trying to convince us that she's ready. They are really trying. Yeah.
No. And I think there's a lot of play here. I think she's very young. She's from a small town. She's from the middle of America, but she's also like getting to know herself as a new person, as a new kind of a person with a disability now. And that's kind of playing into everything.
And that's getting on my nerves.
Yeah, that is interesting.
But they're trying to like give her own show about that. Making her the Bachelorette because of that doesn't connect for me at all. Yeah.
Right.
Like I would definitely watch Daisy with her cochlear implant out here in these streets dating. But Daisy
Daisy leading
a husband. Yeah, Daisy leading and trying to find a husband at the age of 25, and she also just emotionally mature wise reads very young. They're trying to convince me, and I'm just not into it.
She's you know, it's not her, it's like nothing personal, you know what I mean, with her. But I think too, if they have this woman as Bachelorette, they're going to find themselves in a downward spiral of having a lot of people be on this show for exclusively fame, because it is so obvious that that is what she's here for. This young lady's tried to be famous for a very long time, as all of you have sent us.
That music video.
The several of them. I think there's two of them floating around.
There's another one?
I think there's another one, a solo of just her. I think...
Oh, God.
She's been trying to be famous for a long time.
So
she's going to attract people who are going to want to be famous for a long time. Like, we're just going to get a lot of fakery if this is the next downturn. So I'll have to treat it like that if she's our next lady. But I don't think it's a good move. I don't think it's a smart move for this franchise. Have somebody who wanted to be famous for this fucking long be in this position.
I'm less mad about that because I'm on the Maria for Bachelorette campaign, and I fully know she is here for television.
Yes.
So I'm less up in arms about that. I don't like being spoon-fed somebody. You know, it seems so obvious, and that I don't appreciate. And yeah, like, I don't know, you know, her hearing disability and the cochlear implant, like, they're making that, they're almost like exploiting that for to make her interesting. It's like the most interesting thing about her, and they're going to create a whole Bachelorette storyline around that, which is interesting. As I said, I would watch a show of Daisy like dating, newfound dating with her, you know, her disability and trying to understand how to, but trying to pretend or try to convince me that she's trying to be a wife and like find a husband and do the whole thing. That feels like insulting almost, because I don't buy it.
Yeah, exactly. And then for my lessons learned this week, he's a smart guy. I would like to know, how fast can we accelerate moving on in TV land? Because I don't think Joey has moved on from proposing to Charity. And I think that's really sad, because young man deserves all the love in the world and his nice life with Kelsey in New Orleans. And I want to see that second line. I want to see that second line of that wedding. And I don't know about this, because he's still not over it. And I don't know if that's a great decision anymore.
I know.
To do.
Yeah, that's tough. Because usually we've seen runner-ups before. We've seen a lot of like third and fourth place people also. Mm-hmm. Even like Clayton was like, he came in like seventh. Like,
yeah.
Colton, too. He was pretty way back, I think.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I haven't like done the math yet. But Joey being a runner up, that's, he's very, very, very close to the process. He literally got denied and then went into promo shooting like the next day, it feels like. And you're right. You can tell he's like very caught up on his rejection still from Charity and trying to like build himself up back to where he was before Charity, but he's doing it in the this process in real time.
Right. Yeah.
He looks tired. He looks so haggard.
God, poor thing.
I know.
Oh my God.
I so feel for him. He looks so exhausted and like over this process.
Yes.
I think he's like, it's Kelsey, I'm over it. And I just can I just get my girl and go? I don't want to do these little things anymore. And those little things are so confusing him because in his head, it's like, yes, it's Kelsey. But then he's like, oh, fuck. But Daisy's great, too. You know, oh, Rachel. Yeah. So it's just confusing the hell out of him. But he looks, oof. I feel he's like, he's being like swaddled like a baby and like.
Yes. He's at the point now. Like, I guess in, I think it was in Spain. We were like, oh, my God, he needs like an afternoon by himself
day.
In a movie.
Yeah.
And he just needs a day as an introvert. Now, I don't even know. Now I feel like
what he needs.
I don't know what he needs now. I can't diagnose him anymore. But the poor thing, he's really going through it. And yeah, he's not over it. And we need him to be over it before he proposes to Kelsey. Anyway.
I know. Anyways,
but that's it. We'll talk about it later,
well,
I guess.
We will. Yeah.
What about you, friend? What'd you think?
I feel like I feel bad for Rachel. It's too little too late. I feel
terribly
like
for Rachel. Yeah.
Her nervous and anxious energy is just like getting to her. It's getting to me. I know it's getting to Joey. It's not helping her, you know?
Yeah.
And that's her truth. That's her honesty. But like, it just seems very unconfident and insecure in a way that I feel like the lead needs the other person to be very secure and insecure, or very secure and confident, which is maybe not even a fair ask. Maybe it's not a fair expectation.
Wow.
Maybe Kelsey's just lucky that she's just so confident and so, you know, joyful the whole time. And Rachel really is the more like normal one because this process fucking sucks. But it's not helping. It's not helping her at all. I feel so bad. And her whole worry was like, is it too little too late? Am I opening up too late? And I'm like, yeah, girl. Like,
girl, same.
Yeah. So sad. And then, Leslie. Doom and gloom Leslie is what I'm going to call her.
Yo,
she means well. I know she's trying to look out for these ladies. She's trying to look out for Kelsey. Just wants Kelsey to protect herself and not get so swept up in the fantasy because that's what she, you know, what happened with her. But I don't know about this advice to keep a seed of doubt in the back of your mind always. That can't help nobody in this process, Leslie. Like,
I didn't you think to yourself when she said that? Why did they get the one who hates Gary the most?
The most.
To come down here and give advice.
And give advice to Kelsey, of all of them.
I know, they really fucking around with this with production, this new production.
Really,
they fucking around.
Oh my God. I mean, if anybody, which I feel bad saying this, but if you're going to match with anybody, probably Rachel, because Rachel's already in her head. Rachel's already doubtful.
Yeah.
And so just let Leslie go in and validate that. We already know she's in the third slot anyways. So, but they paired her with Kelsey, which is a risk. I know they're trying to create some drama, but that's a risk. Yeah. She might pack her shit and go home.
And go.
That's not great. And then maybe Daisy wins, but then Kelsey ain't gonna be no bachelorette. She gonna go to New Orleans and go heal herself. So I don't know about that. But yeah, that led me to my lessons learned. He's a smart guy. My question, can you hold back? Can you hold back? Can you be guarded? Can you be filled with doubt and still win this thing? Like, I don't know if Leslie's advice of keeping it in the back of your mind that it might not be you is a good place to be to try to win this thing. I feel like that comes from a place of definitely, for her, as you said, hating Gary. That's coming from a place of feeling like she was lied to, feeling like she was led on. And I do feel like Gary probably said all of the things in the fantasy suite. I don't know if Joey we don't know the Fantasy Suites, but I feel like Joey's so guarded. He's not saying shit in the way that Gary was.
No, I think Gary was like, what dress are you going to wear? He was wilding.
He was wilding out. The way that Leslie, how obsessed she was, she knew she won because he told her, I'm picking you. Like, he really... I know he said too much and had her really messed up in the head. I don't feel like Joey is that type. We don't know, but we haven't gotten that sense from him that he's very loose with his words. And so, advising the women to make sure you're still a little doubtful and a bit guarded and a bit this, like if you can really be in that place and still win. I don't think so, but we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll chat about it. But anyways, before we dive into the recap, we have I have some Bachelor Nation news. We have some like regular world news. So the first thing I want to talk about, I don't know if you saw Nick Viall. So he did
whatever it is. No.
I didn't either until I was prepping for Bachelor Nation news. I was like, let me see what Dave Neal's talking about. Shout out to Dave Neal. He has this daily, Bachelor show. Bachelor News show. Nick did an interview with Spidey, Spencer and Heidi. And apparently they were chatting about independent podcasters, particularly within the Bachelor sphere. Didn't name any names.
Yeah, because you're too pussy. But
Dave did a great job kind of breaking down, who he's particularly talking about.
Cool.
But he, in his interview, is basically talking about how we're all obsessed with him and we hate him. And of course, I have some thoughts on that. We will chat about that. Not even so much the interview, but Dave Neal's kind of interpretation and some of his things, because he's also an independent podcaster. Yeah. So we'll chat about that for sure. Also, Chris Harrison
Shout out to Megan.
I know. Shout out to Megan for giving us the lowdown, because ain't no way I was going to see this organically in my timeline. But Chris Harrison is back from the cancellation that never fucking happened and has a whole slew of projects. So we'll talk about that. And then Kate Middleton, girl.
Bitch.
Saga continues.
Girl, you know I'm in it. You know I was in there last night.
Zooming in on the photos.
Now I know which photos they were all doctored from. I can't wait to tell you, girl.
Oh my God. Kate Middleton, the photo doctoring scandal, and everyone still is wondering where the hell she is and what's going on with her. And then the Oscars, of course.
Yes.
All things Oscars. Yes. We'll chat about that as well. Fashion, the awards, all that good stuff. If you want to listen to our episode ad-free with our juicy Bachelor Nation news segment and Oscar chat, head on over to Patreon, join the Rose Garden. On Patreon, you can also watch us on video. You can join us for our current rewatch of Millionaire Matchmaker. And we're about to dive in and rewatch
Broad City.
The people have voted.
Heroes. Oh my God.
So excited. Faves. Yes, our faves. So that'll be fun. Head to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose. Try out a Patreon membership with a 7-day free trial. And shout out to the Rose Garden. And let's dive into the recap.
Let's do it.
So we open cold open to this hotel camera. Alleged.
Love it. Hotel security footage?
Security camera. Seeing Joey coming back to this hotel room, there's a letter tucked into the door. It says, Joey, we need to talk. And he says, this is his worst nightmare. So anyways, we open up. We're in Tulum. It is Fantasy Suites week. We got Daisy, Kelsey, and Rachel. And Joey is struggling, as he reminds us. He is still struggling. He just doesn't feel right. He wants his love to be reciprocated. He's still very clearly traumatized after Charity and not wanting to feel that way again, he keeps saying. And he feels himself not letting go. He feels himself holding back. And it's like another interview confessional where he's like crying and he's like, I just don't know what to do. Poor thing.
Sad.
So Daisy, going into this week, she feels like there's some pressure this week. And her whole thing is just wanting to be open, wanting to have a good time with Joey. She finally realized last week how she feels, and you know, they replay her telling him she's fallen in love with him. Mm-hmm. And yeah, she's looking forward to just continuing the momentum, I guess, with overnights. Now, Kelsey A, she is just having a blast. She's so excited.
Yeah. Yeah. She's got her hair up. We never see her with her hair up. She looked really cute.
Mm-hmm. Very cute. She's like so easy to have fun with him. Our personalities mesh really well. Our feelings are growing stronger. She confirms she does love Joey. She's in love. She's excited to tell him. And if it's her at the end, she's definitely going to say yes. Like, she is. This is her man. Rachel, Joey checks all her boxes, she says. They have a special connection. She is struggling with still opening up. And she's terrified that opening up this week may be too late. And that this week is very, she understands it's like make or break for her.
Yeah.
I would think her and Daisy both are kind of late to the game, honestly, with this opening up thing. Daisy, I think where Daisy kind of like comes out a little bit on top, she had a smoother hometown. And so that helps a lot. And then her energy is just,
it's her so energy non-threatening.
Yes.
So there is no threat of any kind of anxiety, fear, none. Nothing.
Yeah. And that goes out a lot, considering her and Rachel are kind of an almost neck and neck, like a little bit late to say things. But Rachel's hometown was a little more, I don't want to say bumpy, like I think everything went well, but it was more like her parents were very like heightened in a way that Daisy's parents weren't. And yeah, her nervous energy is not helping anything. So Rachel's up first. Susan, our golden lady, comes to chat with her. I feel like none of the ladies had any idea who these women were. I feel like they haven't seen
Haven't seen it. They were filming at the same time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It was so clear when Susan walks up and Rachel's like,
Hey. Yeah, we would all die if Susan walked up.
I would totally recognize her. It was so clear she didn't know who she was.
Yeah, damn, that makes me really think about Leslie now too. Like Leslie was fresh, strange.
Yeah, that's true. Freshly in it. Damn, why they do that to Kelsey? And then Kelsey just has a strange woman that she does not know. Tell her, like, guard your heart, lady.
Yeah, a strange woman, but also a strange woman whose mom also died young. You know, they got something in common. Is it meant to be?
Like, oh, whew. God. All in her head. So, yeah, Rachel shares that she shares with Susan she's been made to feel insecure in the past with guys who have called her goofy and awkward, and she loves how Joey really likes those parts about her. She also has told Joey that she's fallen in love. And she still, though, has her guard up because the last two guys that she was with cheated on her. And she has a pattern of the guy always choosing someone over her.
That is
like her big, you know, insecurity. And Susan just reminds her, you're the prize. Like, you got to think of yourself in that way as well. You are also choosing Joey, you know, and just reminds her, like, you need to be good with yourself before you can expect anyone else to be good with you. Like, you have to love yourself. Very foundational knowledge that you should know, but it's nice to hear it, I guess.
And it's, well, it's nice to hear because she clarified. She's like, I'm 66. I have self-esteem issues sometimes too, but you don't deserve to feel like that all the time, which I like how she put it. How she phrased it was really good.
That's true. Yeah. So Rachel meets up with Joey in the middle of the jungle and Joey says he's different around Rachel more than anybody. He's more like goofy and I guess more like free, fun loving, I guess. And she's a bit held back though. And so he recognizes that. And so he's really looking forward to her opening up today. So for their date, they go to cenote. I feel like this cenote is in every goddamn show.
Cenote jumping. Why is this?
We've seen this before. I don't know what show it was, but we've seen this.
Yeah, definitely. And definitely Bachelor. And I feel like when you do this regularly in Mexico, right? Oh, so fun. You take the bus, whatever. They give you a life vest. They don't just let you jump off of fucking 18 feet. That's crazy.
I know. I guess I assume they must offer it to them. They're like, we're fine. We can swim.
Yeah.
But, You look so scared.
Because that just seems so unsafe.
I know. Must be confident in their abilities, I guess. Mm-hmm. So anyways, they're jumping off the ledges, having fun. And then Rachel jumps off one of the higher ones. And somehow she like fucks up her jaw. I don't know. Mm-hmm. She landed on it weird or like she bit down weird.
Yeah.
Landed on her face and probably like bit down.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they get out and Joey can tell immediately something's wrong. She's kind of trying to pretend like it's okay. Everything's fine. It's okay. But like she literally has like a lockjaw.
Everything's fine. No, it's fine. It's okay. Girl, no.
Oh, God. So they end up having to go to the hospital.
Hate it. A foreign hospital. Can't stand it. The worst on vacation. The worst.
First of all, on vacation, that's the worst. And you have but so many hours with this man, and you're spending it in a fucking hospital getting x-rays and shit. Sucks. But yeah, x-rays say she's fine, so they send her home. Mm-hmm. Now they head into dinner, and she's just so apologetic for the day, and he's like, there's literally nothing to apologize for. It's not like you planned that. And same, that's like her energy though. Like, oh, I'm so sorry. Like, I'm, you know, I'm really apologize.
Yeah.
And I
just like, want she's her always to, like, in the
stand
way.
Up tall. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or to just like plant herself and like, don't be so apologetic in this like kind of unsure energy. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, she tells him she realizes she hasn't really fully let him in. And he's like, you know, that's fine. You're a slow burn. That's kind of part of. That's part of you and like why I like you, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, she shares about her past with cheating and how in this process she is sitting around waiting for him, knowing that he's with other women. So it's kind of like triggering this weird like he's not cheating, obviously, because it's like sanctioned within this process, but
yeah,
it brings her back to that place.
And
I don't know if this is I'm assuming they've talked about this before, her past with infidelity. I wasn't sure. We've never heard this. So yeah. I don't know if off camera, whatever. But Joey kind of was seeming like he was hearing it for the first time, which was a little alarming for me.
I know. I feel like that should have been said at that hometown when they were all in, like, they were all collectively heartbroken by her ex-boyfriend. And now we see why, because he fucking cheated on her.
Yeah. So yeah, Rachel's like bawling, very emotional. Joey, you know, feels like he finally has more insight into her, kind of thanks her for sharing, blah blah blah. And yeah, they head off to Fantasy Suites. He's excited. She's been more emotional and vulnerable today than any other day, and just feels like tonight can change everything. He said. So the next morning, last night, you know, Rachel's talking about last night was so perfect, and they're chatting about how the night before she told him that she loved him. And she's like, that's not changing, it's only getting stronger. And when she said that to him, you know, I told you last night I love you, he smiles briefly and then quickly looks down in a way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Couldn't hold the eye contact.
God. Oh. Because he knows. He think about Kelsey, girl. Fuck, Rachel.
I know.
Jeez.
And then his interview, even his interview felt so like stiff. We had a great night last night. She was so open and honest. I feel like a life with Rachel will be so beautiful.
So beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. It felt very staged.
Very staged. And
I don't know why he didn't break up with her that night. I would break up with her that night.
Yeah. You know, she ain't it. You know, like, you already know.
Yeah.
But yeah, you could see him leaving from Fantasy Suites just. There's just not like an excitement, you know. It almost didn't feel like they had sex, even like it seemed very I didn't see a new level of, you know, usually they come out of Fantasy Suites and you just see this, like, for both of them, like, it's the best thing ever, they got to a new level. I did not get that from them at all.
Yeah,
so
she kind of just came and went. Rachel. I hate this editing on her.
She
just came and went. I
knows it.
Cannot stand that this beautiful, smart girl with this great family history and these really cool traditions is just kind of sailing through the top three. This is really odd, and I don't like it.
Yeah, it sucks. Next up, we have Kelsey A. Ready for her dates. when doom and gloom Leslie comes knocking on her door to give advice, quote unquote. So Kelsey says, you know, everything feels really right. Her dad was super positive about Joey. Everyone loved Joey, her whole family, like everything went well. Leslie shares that they share a similarity. They both lost their mothers at a young age. Mm-hmm. And Kelsey talked about like the butterflies following them around at the park. Mm-hmm. It was really cute. So she admits she loves Joey. She's in love with Joey. Leslie advises her for the fantasy suites, just be present, be focused, make use of every single moment. Mm-hmm. And then she shares, mind you, again, with the filming, she probably just got off of her season fresh. You could feel the jadedness of Leslie. Mm-hmm. She says, you know, I went into my last day confident by the things he said to me and what we talked about during our fantasy suite. And I wish I hadn't felt so confident because I ended up being so devastated. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. Just always have something in the back of your head that you may not be it.
May not be it. May not be you. Just always have that present sitting there.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, that's terrible advice.
Horrible. And it's coming from a self-protective place, like, you know, protect yourself. Mm-hmm. But there's got to be another way to advise somebody on how to. Is there another way? How do you tell,
these
ladies to like guard your heart? Because you kind of can't. You kind of got to go. You got to get lost in this thing if you really want to really get there with somebody.
The Lulu. And she was the Lulu.
Yeah.
But not really, because he was really telling her, like, well, it'll be on April 25th. Like, he was really telling her it's all going to be gravy.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God. So I just don't think she was the right one. I think Ellen would have been better. I think
someone a little farther
would have been better.
A little bit farther.
Yeah.
To kind of. Yeah, because advice is kind of like protect yourself, you know, stay alert type, you know, which I think some of the ladies, it would be nice to hear, but also not from this messenger. I think that's what it is. This messenger is just probably not it. So yeah, Kelsey ends and says, like, coming into this, I was really feeling great. But now after Leslie, I don't know. Like, just sucked out all of the joy from this poor young lady. God. Mm-hmm. So Kelsey meets up with Joey. They go on a boat for their final date. Joey seems so much more excited with her than Rachel.
They
like,
remind me of when you first start dating somebody.
Yes.
When you first fall in love with somebody, this is exactly what it is. You laughing at all their stupid ass jokes. Yep. You are like, oh my God, you see Stingray? I see Stingray too. I love you. Like, it's just so stupid and foolish. So stupid. You look foolish. Yeah. I love it.
Yes. It's so sweet. You know that feeling. It's so sweet.
Yeah.
So he is beaming, just can't even help himself in his interview, saying, last time I was with Kelsey, I didn't want to let her go. There's a real love building, but I don't know if she feels the same way as me, as I do feel with her. She's never said the L word. We'll see. We'll see. Like, he's so, like, anxious to get to dinner because he's like, if she feels like me, like, we're in love. Like, Oh, God.
And he said something that I say, too. He says, I feel lucky when I'm around her. Oh, because that's how you know it's the one, when you feel
that's how you know. Yes, you feel, you just give thanks every day. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I feel so blessed. I'm so lucky with this man. Thank you. Like, yes. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they have a great little time on the boat. They talk a little bit about.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com. Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
How much, you know, he loved New Orleans, but also loves living near the ocean and, you know, seeing where they're going to end up. And yeah, he's like, it's, you know, it's the small things with Kelsey, just how she looks at me, how joyful she is, like that positive, joyful energy that mm-hmm. you want to be around, you know, mm-hmm. even if she's nervous and anxious, she's not showing it at all. She's fully mm-hmm. relinquished herself to this process, which I appreciate. You got to kind of got to do. You can't cut. Yeah. That's my frustration with Rachel. I feel her. I feel her mm-hmm. so deeply because this mm-hmm. is some fucked shit. You were at the end. You are in love and he has two other bitches. Like, I get it. But there is something to, this is what you signed up for. And you cannot into something like this and be so anxious the whole time. You have mm-hmm. to just feed into the delusion and just release mm-hmm. yourself mm-hmm. and just hope mm-hmm. that you will fly yeah. to the end.
Yeah.
And that's what's really gotten in her way.
And just know that if you're in the top three, you'll have something out of this. Mm-hmm. It may not be love, but it may be something else, girl. It may be a nice contract with CAA.
Although in true Bachelor Nation form, her follower count.
Oh,
is
yeah.
Like
she probably has 14,000 followers,
like
of course.
2,000 followers. Yeah. Something ridiculous. But anyways, Kelsey in her confessional, she's beaming. I love Joey. I just mm-hmm. love Joey.
Oh my gosh. She said it so many times. So many different hairstyles and outfits.
Oh man.
And she's just so excited. But yeah, they swim with the stingrays and the turtles, and she's saying she's really excited to say mm-hmm. I love you tonight. That's like her mm-hmm. big thing for tonight. Now they head into dinner, and Kelsey in this chunky heel. Girl.
And this shiny fabric.
And this shiny, that little sheet dress she had on.
What is this scuba outfit that you have on?
So I was looking on, I think it was in the Facebook group. It's not only just us talking about this chunky heel.
No, it's
people
everyone.
Are up in arms with this chunky heel and how these girls are putting on a chunky heel with everything they wear. It does not go with every dress.
But that's because Joey's a short king.
What that mean? What that got to do with nothing? Put on a cute little skinny little little kitten something. Sure.
No.
You don't have to be a true kitten. Not like a, you know, like a real, not a kitten stump. Like not too, too tall. You know those ones.
A not a true stump.
The little kitten stump. Not the one that's literally like a 3-centimeter heel.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
they have one that's a little bit,
yeah, they do.
You know,
they do. Yeah. A little 2-inch skinny something. I know.
Yes.
I know.
These kitten heels, these chunky heels are every goddamn dress. I'm tired
block.
Of these girls. That block heel, every dress they put on. They be at the rose ceremony in a gown with a chunky heel on. We've seen Kelsey do it many a times, and I love her, but girl, retire the chunky heel. It does not go with everything.
Oh, man.
Anyways, Kelsey, you know, she's got Leslie in the back of her head, right? Still in the back of her mind, she's saying.
Yeah, yeah.
But thankfully, she kind of like releases it during this mm-hmm. date with Joey. And she's just beaming about how perfect today was and how thankful she is. And Joey agrees. Their conversations just flow. Everything's so easy. He mm-hmm. said the level of comfort is just so noticeable from both of us. Like, he's super comfortable with her. She's mm-hmm. super comfortable with him. Today is a day I just didn't want to end. And that's how I always feel with you.
Yep.
I mean, that's code for I'm in love with you. In exactly. Bachelor Nation world, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, she shares a little bit her conversation with Leslie. She says, you know, mm-hmm. Leslie told me have no expectations, but always be hopeful, which is not at all what Leslie said, but whatever you need to tell yourself.
No, that's
girl,
a great spin on it.
That's a great reinterpretation to get through this mm-hmm. date. And then Joey trauma dumps on poor Kelsey.
Oh my God. Oh my God. He was like, yeah, let's talk through it. Sounds good.
Oh God. So this is how you could tell this moment he's so still wrapped up in Charity and the whole thing yep. that went down. Not even Charity mm-hmm. herself, but just like the whole rejection mm-hmm. of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he shares with Charity, he was 100% sure. Like Leslie, he was 100% sure it was going to be him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's been struggling to be open because of that fear of it all being taken away again. Like this mm-hmm. just happened to him a month ago. And yeah, he's like, he just wants, he's just afraid of not being chosen in the end.
Right.
He's the one doing the choosing, but he's, mm-hmm. he's very aware that the other girl also has to say yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which was nice. That was nice to hear him. I mean, we've heard him say some version of this every week, but
yeah.
to even show his own acknowledgement that, like, he also needs to be chosen. Like, mm-hmm. you can also walk away.
Yeah, you can say no. Yeah.
You could say no to me. So, yeah, Chelsea, God, Kelsey just advises him to, you know, still be open. And if it's meant to be, it'll be the most amazing thing in the world. And just, like, rely on that.
She tells a story about her dad. That was cute. Her dad gave her a lot of reassurance and was happy to see them together. And she said, he asked, how do you feel about him? Mm-hmm. And I told him that I loved you. How cute was that way to say it?
I know. That was so cute.
And what a setup for her dad to be Golden Bachelor.
I know.
just, wow. How many that birds really with a stone? Nice. Wow. That was great.
It was great. Yeah. I like how she told it in the context of how she said it to her dad. And she, like, repeated it again to him as well. Mm-hmm. And Joey is so hype. Mm-hmm. He's been, as he said in his confession, he's like, he's been wanting something with the L word with Kelsey. Yep. And this just, like, knocks it out of the park. He didn't know it was going to be like this. And he loves it. But yeah, he's like, I haven't had a doubt about how I felt about you. He tells her, I'm falling in love with you fully. I felt it for a while.
Weeks.
And I'm so excited about what could be between us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he's been in love with this girl for a hot minute. Oh, my God. So cute. I know. I love them, too. And, yeah, she's just so happy. She's emotional. She's, like, on top of the world. She just feels like, you know, literally the magic of, like, falling in love. And you just got confirmation that he loves you, too. And it's so cute. So, yeah, they head off to the fantasy suites. There's a pool in the fantasy suites.
They got the good one. They got a kitchen, a pool, private everything. They got the good suite.
They got the presidential suite. And, you know, Joey's saying, it feels so good to say, I'm falling in love with Kelsey, and he's just been waiting for this moment for them to have alone time. So the next morning, they're cooking breakfast. As you said, they got a whole kitchen. They get to play house in a way that Rachel did not get that at all. They're having a blast, and, you know, she just says everything feels so pure, and she's so happy, and Joey as well, morning after, face is beaming in the camera, so excited, it's so hard not to see.
So comfortable with her.
He said, it's not hard to see what a future will be like because it's so clear right now. Then they had that little moment where he picked her up and put her on the counter.
Girl, I can't even with the two of these people. I cannot. All these fantasies I cannot fulfill.
I know.
Can't sit my 49-inch ass on my goddamn counter, girl. But good for you, Kelsey.
And yeah, he's like telling her I'm falling in love with her, or telling her I'm falling in love with, telling you I'm falling in love with you, and walking away feeling very confident. Everything feels so right with Kelsey. Everything fits. Tells her I'm gonna miss you, and yeah, they both leave skipping to Malou, just so excited and happy and confident, and totally different energy between this one and Rachel's.
Yeah,
totally different. Like, there's not even a shot in the dark for Rachel. Because just no way. No. There's no way.
I think there is because Daisy's so immature, but we'll get to it. But hopefully he sees that Daisy's so fucking immature. Oh my God.
You don't see it.
He doesn't, right?
So weird.
Yeah.
So Daisy, she's strolling on the beach. I love this cute little outfit she had on. This little two-piece crochet.
It was cute. It looked like she got it from an old girl who was doing the crocheting. What's her name? Edwina?
Oh my God. Edwina. Yes. And so, yeah, she said she's not feeling her best self. She wants some mom energy today. Sure enough, in comes Sandra, Golden Lady. And yeah, she shares with Sandra that she's fallen in love with him. But when she's not with him, that's when she gets in her head. And he did share with her that he feels the same way. That's how he put it. And yeah, she talks again about her implant and how open and receptive he's been to it, and how much he makes her love herself even more with this, you know, how seeing how okay he's been with everything. And Sandra, I like Sandra's advice. She told her, one, just forget about the other ladies. Just be present.
Yeah.
Express how you feel. Say all the things. And give it a, you know, have a little oomph tonight. You know,
make it sexy.
Make it have a little sexy oomph.
This is the oldest lady to ever be on this show.
Truly. Listen to her advice, okay? She was like, men like that kind of stuff, okay? And Taisy was like, okay.
The least sexy of the three of them.
I know. But I think that was great advice. That definitely gave Daisy a boost of energy, particularly to like lean into more of the sex appeal.
Yes.
Which men do like that.
Imagine if Kelsey got this advice. They would skip through that. What the fuck did they do? Jet skiing?
Yeah.
The yacht? It would be over. They'd be in the bedroom. In the yacht. It would be done.
God. So Daisy meets up with Joey in the jungle. And, you know, before they walk off, she's like, actually, I have one more thing. And then just like stops and makes out.
So whack. So bad. It was so, so cringy. Bad.
It was very cringy.
He was like, okay, let's go.
Okay. He literally was like, okay, let's go. So awkward. Awkward because I think Joey, like, he feels moves. When someone's making a move, he like, feels it. And it becomes hyper conscious of the cameras and what they're trying to, like, set up. You know? But yeah, Sandra gave her a little zest, so she was gonna try it, you know. So they go ATVing. Joey's talking about how he, you know, when she said I was falling in love with you, he kind of word vomited back saying I feel the same way. And yeah, he just feels like there's something there that could grow. Meanwhile, they show Kelsey in her room spiraling.
Oh my God, pacing, spiraling, dying.
Now, Daisy and Joey, they sit to chat and, you know, they recap her hometowns and, you know, how well it went. And in her confessional, she's just like, I'm so in love with him. I'm so intrigued by him. Like, it's on her heart. She wants to say a lot of things, but not there yet. And yeah, she just talks about how much she misses him and how, you know, they're looking forward to spending the whole day and night together. And she's giving him her little bedroom eyes, you know, really trying to...
Heed Sandra's advice here.
Heed Sandra's advice. They head to the outdoor shower. They are making out and under the fucking...
Love it. Love an outdoor shower. Love it.
Love an outdoor shower. I cannot imagine doing this on camera. Just like
never in my life.
I could not do this. I would be laughing.
A mic pack? Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I would be laughing as this is happening. Because you just know a camera's like on their face as they're making out hard body under the faucet, like under the shower, the just faucet. The whole thing.
And it's not just a camera. It's a camera with a person.
With a
cargo
person.
Shorts.
Yes.
And a AMT.
Breathing all heavy, mouth breathing in your ear. Like, ugh.
And then you might have to, like, shoot it again.
Shoot it again from a different angle. I could not. I could not. Oh, Lord. Now, time for dinner. Cute little dress. I lift her little silky tube. Little mini dress.
Yeah, it was cute.
Also with a chunky heel. This one I wasn't as mad at, but whatever. I also just think too, I think I'm also low-key pissed because like at 25, we were wearing like 4 or 5 inch stilettos. We earned the right to wear a chunky heel.
Okay.
Y'all need to put your
still
pay your dues.
Hurting. Yes.
Still, my ankles are still buckling under the pressure of what I used to put them shits under.
I was just telling Crunch, in order for me to even get down the hallway of the building, I need a platform at the top of the shoe. I cannot deal with that no more. I cannot do that no more. No. And I was just telling him, you are with a former city girl. Me and Natasha were city girls out here.
Out here. Out here.
Y'all took forever. Okay.
Exactly. Out here in my fucking I met Nate at 29. I was still out here.
Yes.
Working these streets in these fucking heels. God.
Exactly.
The heck? Ooh. These old 24, 25 year olds got on these little 1 inch chunky heels. Y'all better pay your dues, put that damn stiletto on. I'm so mad. How cute would this little mini dress be with a, like a 4 inch heel?
Yeah.
Legs maybe. Would just be popping in a different way than it does with a little 1 inch chunky. You know what I mean?
Even Zendaya, she wears the So Kates. She wears them 6 inch Louboutin heels everywhere she goes.
Everywhere. Anyways, so she shares how she was, you know, she met Sandra, crying with Sandra. When she's with him, everything's great. But when she's off on her own without him, that's when all the doubts flood. Like,
what's logic
he doing? Yeah, back. Logic. What am I doing here? What the hell is this? Like, and she shares that her last relationship, the guy she was with, was like not very emotionally available. Mm-hmm. You know, she would try to open up with him and he would just kind of shut her down. So she never really felt safe to open up with anyone. Mm-hmm. And so with Joey, what's tripping her up is he's so emotionally available and mm-hmm. she feels so safe with him that it's that much harder because she's never felt like this with anybody. She's never experienced somebody emotionally available. And that made a lot of...
immature. So I know.
It made sense to me, though, what she was saying. Because if you've only mm-hmm. ever been with guys where you opened up and they just, like, aren't there, they're not meeting you emotionally or they're shutting you down, and you've never been with somebody that you felt safe to open to, when you finally do meet somebody that you're safe to open to, you're going to be distrustful of it. Because that's all you know, is to not trust whatever the fuck they're saying. So I heard her, but it definitely was, this is her first, right? This is like her first time with this man who she's saying is going to be her husband. Like, it just feels a little bit like, oh.
Yeah.
She had a little bit under, you know, experience.
She hasn't learned from the experiences. Like, she's really taken the people as like individuals. She hasn't learned from the experience of like, okay, I can be emotionally vulnerable at this time. Like, she still feels funny about it.
Mm-hmm. She's so young and little, but
So, yeah, Joey shares his fear again, and this is insecurity of people falling in love with the idea of him. He said this before, too. I think he said this during charity season.
Oh, yeah, yeah, he did. I think. He did.
People, he's so, I mean, we fucking love Joey. Who doesn't?
I know, he's chill. He's so handsome.
Very handsome, looks you good eye contact. He seems very genuine. Like, he comes off just very sincere and like a good guy who just happens to be really fucking hot. So it's like, what? Yeah. And so I'm sure he gets that a lot. People just kind of like fall in love with this idea, and then they get to know him, and you know, he becomes a real person. That's when they, from his perspective, that's when it all falls apart. When he's his real self, when people really get to know him, that's when they leave. That made me sad.
That's really sad. Even how he said it, how he phrased it, I'm now Joey the Bachelor. And I don't want somebody to fall in love with that. I said, bitch, he's on to you, bitch. That you still want to keep selling these music videos and children's books.
Oh, God. Yeah. That sucks. Yeah, it reminded me, too, of his uncle. That was talking about how he's a people pleaser and a shapeshifter, and it stems from that, like wanting to not show a crack in your facade at all. Because once you do, then you feel as if when people get to know you, that's they don't want to know the real you. So it's like you're walking around life just on eggshells all the time of trying to be perfect. It's exhausting. So, yeah, Daisy gets really emotional. She gets it. She also wants to be chosen. She understands him. Like, you know, she said, is opening up parts for her that she forgot even existed. And tells him that he essentially changed her life and how she looks at herself. Yeah. Which is pretty powerful because.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
He's the first guy she's dated since her cochlear implants. This new disability, honestly. So she didn't know how it was gonna go, and it's going better than ever. She's fallen in love with the first guy, you know. So yeah, Joey then shares with her, I am falling in love with you, and apologizes for saying to her last time, I feel the same way, and not saying, you know, I'm falling in love with you. So yeah, she got her confirmation, her reassurance. Kelsey got it. So you know for sure Rachel's out because he ain't saying no to this.
And I don't know why he didn't break up with it. Whatever.
I don't know.
I guess she went first. So maybe he didn't know how it was gonna go.
I guess. We think she went first. That's what they show. Yeah, sometimes they film them out of order, so I don't even know. But I would suspect she went first, and maybe he was being super guarded with the first one, and then by the other two, he let it out. But I also don't think he feels it for Rachel in that way anyway, so he didn't say it.
Yeah.
But anyways, they had to, hey, fantasy suites, have a good time. Next morning, they're all smiles, feeling good. Now, back with Kelsey. She is in a spiral. She's thinking a lot about the other relationships, and she says, there's something I need to talk about with Joey. So she goes to knock on his door. We see from the little hotel cam, and he wasn't there. So she goes back to her room and writes this dramatic letter.
Oh,
and
my it's God, this calligraphy that she writes.
Joey, we need to talk. Kelsey. And she returns and drops to his door and drops the letter at his door and says something in her confessional. I don't know if this is Frankenedit or what, but she says, I'd rather leave now than have my heart broken.
Yeah. Leslie was like, you don't want to be on Bachelor Happy Hour trying to shell out your evidence as to why this man was supposed to pick you and then pick the other one.
And then pick the other one. Oh, good. So Joey returns to his door, sees the letter, and now is terrified. Doesn't know what's going on.
Finished. He is finished. Maria ruined this man's life.
It is always these white girls with black hair. It's Victoria F, another black widow. It's always them. Another one. Eating these men up. Oh, God. So he's like, yeah, I don't know. He's like, I don't even know what could be wrong. He's like, I haven't said anything to her. And even the way he said that was like looking at production like, what the fuck did y'all do?
Yeah, you could hear the fence.
You could hear the angst in his voice when he said that. Yeah. Like, I didn't say anything new. So what's going on with her? And he's like, yeah, I don't want her to leave. I want her to be here. And then just says, like, I'm so done with this and like walks off from the interview. Yeah, that sucks. He knows production's fucking with them now. Whatever Leslie said fucks with her. Whatever one of y'all said to her fucks with her, because I didn't say nothing. We left on cloud nine. What the hell is this letter? We need to talk. What is there to talk about? I basically told her I'm a chooser. So what do y'all say?
Yeah. Oh my God. Do you think he's watched Colton season? See how they fuck. With him so badly.
Oh, with Colton? I know. Colton was the worst because they flew her daddy in. They flew.
The middle of nowhere.
Nowhere. To come and sabotage their love. Like,
and he was gay the whole time.
That's the gag of it all. Fuck. So that was the episode. We got a little preview. Next week is Women Tell All. So we'll have all the ladies back. And then we see the final episode. Kelsey arrives at Joey's door.
Yeah.
Joey is not okay.
She says, you okay? He says, no.
No. What are you here to tell me? I cannot take anymore.
Oh, my God.
Then we see Joey sit with his mom. Mom says the way she looks at you is different. Joey, which I guess that confirms that Kelsey's not going anywhere. Right?
Why?
Because I'm assuming Rachel goes home, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming
that
it's Kelsey and Daisy that are going to beat the mom. And the mom saying she looks at you different. That has to be between Daisy and another person. Like, it can't be Daisy on her own.
Oh, yes.
I think I regardless, he's letting Rachel go. Even if Kelsey goes home right now, he's not going to choose Rachel.
Oh, God. So, and the default is Daisy? Ew.
And then default is so... I feel like it has to be between two people. Yeah.
Yeah.
We see Joey with his dad. The dad saying, the reason I doubt if someone is going to say yes. Or no, Joey saying, the reason I doubt if someone is going to say yes has everything to do with how I feel about myself. Just got a lot of insecurities.
Yeah.
And then we see that final moment, that same final moment.
Taking off his jacket, taking off that mic.
Yeah. Do you have any... Do you have any new predictions of what the hell this
is? No. I don't know how many seasons he's watched because he says, I don't know if this has ever happened before. So I don't know if he's, you know, like, I don't know what he's seen. Unsure of how this goes down.
Okay.
Because we've seen some unprecedented, like Colton was unprecedented. When he cried in Tasia's bosom, that was crazy. Mm-hmm.
As he broke up with her.
With her. Lord. So there's been a lot of unprecedented things on this program. So I don't know, but I really hope it's not a gag. I really hope he gets engaged to Kelsey and we ride off into the sunset. I don't want any of this other shenanigans.
So. Yeah. I'm wondering if it's Kelsey and Daisy. I think my prediction is still that moment that we're seeing is what we usually don't see. He breaks up with someone and then they go and then he's crying about it because it's sad. You just broke up with your runner up or whatever.
Yeah.
But I'm wondering if it's Daisy comes to that final moment and she rejects him. You know, like.
Yeah. Yeah.
And says, before you even say anything, like, I'm going home. Like, she leaves on her own accord or something like that.
Right.
Which catches him off guard, regardless of whether he's going to choose her or not. It's kind of like, oh, shit. Mm-hmm. And then it still makes him emotional. Maybe? I don't. We'll see. I have no idea.
Yeah, maybe. Because, yeah, getting rejected before you do the rejecting, that's a gag.
That still could hurt. Yeah. Still can suck. Yeah. I think you have your whole thing in your head of what you want to say. But she tells you first, and you're like, oh, okay. So we'll see. We will have to see.
Yeah. And then that would make him think differently about Kelsey then, too. Like, could she come in and say that she's going home, too? And then now I'm just sitting here with this ring?
By myself. Yeah. Oof. Yeah, we'll see. Let us know in the comments on Patreon what your theories are. Spoiler free, please.
I've never been so tempted, girl, to look.
I know, me too. I've been seeing a lot, you know, floating around, but trying to remain in the dark. But anyways, Justine, what did we learn this episode? He's a smart
guy. Oh my God. Don't have the runner-up be the bachelor. This is really something for this young man. He's really floundering. And he's still reconciling with being second. It's not even that he's over charity. It's that he got rejected by somebody who he thought was going to be his wife.
And he was so positive it was him.
Yeah. And he knew it was going to be him. Oh, my God. Next to Dalton. That's really crazy to think. Now that I'm looking back at that, even that. Right? Like seeing how everybody is watching you on television and you're probably watching it back like, damn, why did I think that? You know? Yeah. So I don't know if the runner-up is the best idea. Production. Yeah. So don't let it be Daisy. Production. Let it be Maria. Thanks.
Yeah. It's a little too close to... Yeah, it's a little it's like when we always thought from Rachel Lindsay season, we're all like, make it Peter Cross.
Yeah,
like, has to be him. And that was way too close. That dramatic ass breakup, ain't no way he can just dust off and go and do this and be in a good frame of mind, which we've been seeing with Joey. Joey's not in a good frame of mind. He hasn't been for like several weeks. Like, it's a bit too close.
Yeah. What about you?
My question was, can you hold back? Can you be filled with doubt and still win this thing? I think Leslie wins her fantasy suite, so open, so confident, left feeling the same because of all the things that, as we said, Gary said to her. She now wishes she had a little birdie reminding her. But I don't know if it's wise to have that little birdie. I didn't like her advice, which we've said already. And I'm thankful that it didn't mess up Kelsey's fantasy suite.
Yeah.
It seems to have gone to Kelsey afterwards, but Kelsey kind of put it out her head while she was on the fantasy seat, which I like. But I think by this point in the process, there's no other choice but to completely hand over the keys to your heart, to the lead, and just fully give in. You've made it this far, right? There's a real chance now, 1 in 2, 1 in 3, that you might find love. And we've said before, like, you have to come into the show with at least some ulterior motive because you're 1 in 30 to begin with. But if you make it to 1 in 3, that might be your husband. So you better let it all hang out and get your man. So I think I don't think you can be so guarded and win this. Like, we see Rachel is so guarded, visibly lacks the confidence that you need at this point. She's so unsure. She's like not being her full self. Even when she cracked her jaw or whatever the hell, she's like, I'm fine. Like, just even that, like, that even is her being guarded and not being fully vulnerable, like crying and I'm in pain. Oh my God, Joey. Like, she's still trying to keep it together. And that, that guardedness, that energy, it's so obvious to us he's not going to choose her. And I'm not saying that that's the only reason, but imagine if Rachel was as carefree and as confident as Kelsey, like as fully let into the process as Kelsey's been, how things could be different. Because I feel like that energy, that confidence is infectious. Rachel's guardedness is a turnoff. Joey's like, I'm guarded too. Shit, let me butt my shit up because she's not letting letting herself, you know, be totally.
She's not going to choose me.
She's not going to choose me. Yeah. So exactly. It the energy is infectious. So it's making him feel tight and anxious as well. So I hear Leslie. You got to figure out how to protect yourself. I'm not exactly sure how to do that in that this process. I don't know if that's possible to do in this process.
I think it is. Brandon did.
Brandon. Who?
Michelle's Brandon.
Brandon who's crying, boohoo crying at the end?
Yeah, he let it all hang out. He knew he was going to marry that girl.
That's what I'm saying. He let it all hang out. He wasn't guarding.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, we've seen somebody. Oh, I'm sorry. Did you say let it all hang out? I misunderstood what you said, friend.
Yeah, I was saying, I don't know if there's a way to be guarded and protected and win. I think the only option is to let it all hang out. Yeah.
You have to be like 1,000% their type look wise, I think.
Yeah.
That's the only way to do it.
The only way. Only way. You're like their dream woman or dream man. And that's it. But yeah, I think it's just kind of a nature of the process in which you kind of have to like know signing up. Like, particularly if you reach this point, I mean, you have a real chance of winning. You might actually get engaged. You cannot at this point be holding back. That's pointless. So yeah, that was that, my friends.
That was the episode.
We will be back next week for Woman Tell All. Rate, review, subscribe, join the Rose Garden on Patreon, find us on Instagram, TikTok, all that good stuff. And we'll see you guys next week.
Sure will. Bye guys.
Bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.